Deer Plugged In. You in on this? Toyota's versatile SUVs roll up their sleeves and take on tough jobs, dress up for a night out, or haul your family and friends with their spacious interiors. And they're available with some real sweet tech. Want a hybrid SUV? Oh yeah, they got those too. All with a slew of standard features so you won't break the bank. Get the juice at Toyota.com, folks.
Visit your Front Range Toyota stores today. Toyota, let's go places.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Let's go. That's like, we never left. You know, it's just a spot where we belong.
Oh, I love it here.
I'm starting to like sink into the cushions here. I'm so comfortable. Oh. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Winner's Lounge. We've had air horns a lot lately. A lot.
Yeah, dude. We're like the Panama Canal.
What is that?
It's like a shipping lane where they use a lot of air horns to signify the comings and goings of boats and
we
ships.
We are so like the Panama Canal right now. My God.
We're a center of commerce in a lot of ways.
We really are. You know what?
The stuff Eric knows.
The stuff he comes up with is just unbelievable. Nuggets get the win over the kind of the Lakers. I don't know.
Lakish.
Against some guys wearing Lakers jerseys. 122-109. We think most of them were sanctioned NBA players. We're not sure about all of them. Little bit of a weird game, but Nuggets get it done. And some historical things happen tonight. To help me break it all down, I got Brendan Vogt.
You know, it wasn't a full-strength Lakers win, but once you're on the other side of it, you don't care, do you? Take that L on the way out. They're all the same. They all count the same.
I'm telling you, I've got some takes about all you people. And by you people, I mean everyone in the world. Everyone in the world. Wow. Spoiled children. Everybody.
Everyone but you.
Except for me.
Adam's the only one with proper perspective
the
on this.
The only one, man.
First came back from vacation.
Over here, a whiny little child, Eric Luda.
Guys, I only like the Nuggets when they win in the way that makes me feel good and the way that I prefer.
But did that happen tonight?
No, it did not.
And then over here, I got Supernova Kev. I mean, wait, hold on. Superstar Dev.
Next on SportsCenter, I know someone that can save that Lakers season. Is Michael Beasley still
around? What about OJ Mayo, dude? Is he still available?
I don't know, but I know Michael Beasley still plays basketball.
They do need to. You know what? F it. They need to sign Michael Beasley, DeMarcus Cousins, Carmelo Anthony.
Michael Porter Sr.
The DJ.
It's so fun to make fun of the Lakers. It's fun. We're presented as always by DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook. How we do tonight, Dev? I haven't even checked my bets.
We did. We won some. We lose some. We did pretty good.
Okay. All right. Well, that sounds good. Sounds like we lost money tonight.
That means that we won a modest amount.
A modest amount. Just a little bit. Yeah. All right. How did I do on my three-pointers bet? Michael Porter, he hit two. Jamal Murray, he hit three. Two. And then did I get
Bones,
my two?
Yes.
Bones hit two. Yes, I got my parlay.
Yeah. I got my parlay as well, yes.
Means I won money tonight. Do you guys want a fast recap really
quick?
Oh,
my God. Make it fast. Let's relive that.
Make sure you use the word garbage in there.
In every detail.
There was garbage time.
This isn't going to be the best fast recap, guys. I'm just going to let you know right now. I will try to go quick. First note, no rhythm to this game first 5 minutes. And I put that 5 minutes in because I could have just put that no rhythm to this game for the entire game, which would have been equally as true. Then I have something in here. It just says two fouls. Oh, I didn't finish my note. It was two fouls on Aaron Gordon right away. I do feel like Gordon's a bit of a connector, and maybe part of the sloppy plays, he goes out early. I don't know. Nikola Jokic's first shot of the game, a three-pointer, which is usually a great sign. He's going to be scoring buckets tonight. Wasn't necessarily the case. Nuggets did open up a nine-point lead. It wasn't necessarily pretty, but Nuggets had a little bit of stuff going. Jokic had, I think, four or five assists in that first quarter. 29-23 Nuggets. Malone had the worst challenge of the year. Do you guys remember this?
Yes. Oh, absolutely.
Vlatko Chanchar charge attempt. No chance. Like, you watched it live, you're like, oh, yeah, he's moving. Then you watch the replay, you're like, oh, yeah, he's moving. And then Malone challenged it. Low leverage.
You know what he was doing? I'm not sure about the energy tonight. Here's a guy playing defense. I think he just got hosed showing the proper effort, so I'm going to try to reward him. I agree with you. It was a bad challenge.
But that's galaxy brain thing to think because, look, the Nuggets from that moment then had incredible energy.
I just think that was like a white knuckle, like, is the energy going to be there tonight? Yeah. Okay, he did something right. I'm going to go have his back.
Such a weird decision to me, man.
It didn't work.
But. Bench coughed up the lead, looked a little bit shaky, but then they rebounded. It was like, they looked terrible. Malone calls a rage timeout, and then they look great, and they go back up nine. I thought, I have a note in here. Zeke just had a bunch of defensive plays in this one that were really impressive. I feel like his defensive reel of this game will be an A-plus one. Then Jokic has 11 assists at the half. Nuggets go up 62-48. It's a sleeper already. It's a laugher. Third quarter, though, something weird happened. Nikola had 11 assists, playing through him a modest amount. And I thought the Nuggets, in particular Jamal Murray and Aaron Gordon, were like, we're on fire.
Yep.
Let's just start going. And guess what? They were on fire. Like, especially Jamal Murray. He was on fire in this game. But I thought the Nuggets lost any semblance of who they are, their entire identity offensively in that third quarter. And the lead got cut to nine. Nuggets timeout. They come out of the timeout and play through Jokic, and they get a layup for KCP on an assist. And it was like, oh, yeah, that's right. There's a reason he had 11 assists in this game. They're doubling hard. There's wide open cutting lanes, and you can get layups all game. But it lasted for two possessions. They went right back to, like, this ISO ball. It was kind of an ugly one. Aaron Gordon had a bunch of block shots. He was everywhere. Two threes from Bruce Brown in a row right in that corner. He almost made it three in a row. Would have been really cool. And then the last play of the third quarter here, it wasn't a pretty quarter. In fact, it might have been the least beautiful winning quarter the Nuggets have had all year. And it ended like this. Zeke Nagy gets a block at the rim, I think, on Westbrook. Mm-hmm. Bruce Brown gets a runner at the buzzer to go. And the Nuggets end up going up 94-79.
Did you see the celebration, Dev? They did my dance. Did you see that?
Did they?
Bruce kind of did
it. I didn't see it.
Oh, I did see that. He went straight to the bench.
Yeah, he
was a And it was one of those ones where it's like the Nuggets, that was like a D-minus quarter for the Nuggets, and they won it. Just to kind of tell you how bad of a game this was. Fourth quarter, lots of fouls. Murray catches fire. He was on fire the whole game, but he kept shooting, and he gets up to 34 points, which is a season high. And then Jokic finished the game with a triple-double. Not just any triple-double, gentlemen. 14 points, 11 rebounds, 16 assists on 5 of 5 shooting.
5 of 5.
He only took 5 shots. He hit a 3. He hit a bunch of 2s. He hit some free throws. He didn't miss any of them. And Jamal Murray goes for 34 points on 13 of 29 shooting. My God, 13 of 29? That's a lot of shots, man. Yeah. I actually thought he was more efficient than that.
Well, it was his like tail end shots were kind of he was just getting them.
I think he wanted 40.
It was a 50% game from the field, like until the game stopped, and then he was.
You know, Harrison Wynn today had a great column. It was 20 predictions about 2023. Highly recommend. It's for members only. You guys should become members.
Diehards, baby.
Diehards. Sorry, diehards for diehards only. And it's a really good article. There's a lot of good predictions. One of them in there, I'll spoil one of them. One of the 20. One of them in there is that Murray is going to have a 40-point game really soon. I think Jamal read that article this morning.
I think so, too.
And he's like, I'm going to prove Harrison right.
I can't believe Jamal's a diehard. That makes me feel great.
Dude, it's so impressive that he is. All right, start us off, Dev. What's your big takeaway from this? It's kind of a snoozer.
I think it's the fact that, I'm not going to say Denver was dominant, but they easily won in a C-plus type of game for them. And not
C
just
plus,
that,
man, is...
Not just that, but it's just showing that Denver can win in very different ways, and this... presented itself as a different way, a way that we have not seen this year. And that's going through Jamal Murray every single time. Yes. I feel like everyone else like just kind of just cruise control, or they're just out there having fun. And even Jamal was having fun, but he is who everything went through. 29 shots in the game, finished with 34 points, which is a season high for him right now. And it just is great to see Denver stay in the groove while their guy is still getting himself back, but he's starting to, you know, look like himself. So I think that it's great that Denver just continues to cruise right now and just rack up as many wins as possible.
Yeah, they're racking up a lot of them.
Could you bring up the backcometer, please?
Oh, my God. Let's take a look. Is he back?
Is Jamal back? Ooh. I actually don't know the answer to this. Let's find out.
What do we have here? What do we have here?
He's back. Jamal, let's go ahead and delete that. Jamal is back.
We don't have to. We don't have to keep doing this.
The bacometer is now.
I wouldn't delete it. I would hang on to it.
It's now defunct technology.
No, I'm actually with him. I'm defunct
technology. It's nothing we need. That we've moved. Society has moved beyond.
Wow, society
has moved beyond the "Is Jamal back?" Commoder.
I think I'm actually with Eric on this one. I will say this. That doesn't mean he's not going to have a bad game.
I would hang on to it.
But he is back.
No, but yeah, that's the thing is if he has a bad game, he's not back.
Before he was back, he still played bad.
What I'm not ruling out is this show posing the question again.
But I'm saying if we delete it, we tie our own hands.
That's true. Unless he gets hurt again and then we'll have to bring it back. If he gets hurt again.
Jamal Murray looks so like he just looked like he was the guy, man. He was there, like, exact. I mean, this game was garbage. This was a terrible game. Like, the Nuggets did what you want them to do. They, against inferior competition, they just, like, bludgeoned them. And then they let their foot off the gas for a little while. But then, you know, like, even if it was for, like, not great reasons, like, he just wanted the stats, like, Jamal just kept taking it to them. And it was... It wasn't like beautiful to see because nothing about that game was beautiful. We got through that game. The Lakers were shamed. I enjoyed that, but like,
were they shamed?
Well, I don't know if they have shame. Do they have shame? Do the Lakers?
They don't have shame. Okay. Yeah,
well, so in that way, they were not shamed. But I mean, that was a terrible basketball game. There was zero entertainment value. But the Nuggets did what they needed to do. Jamal is back. Write it in stone. Throw out the bacometer. We back, baby.
We back. All of us are back.
What does that leave me with?
Yeah. What's your big takeaway? What do you work on?
Yeah, talk about Zeke or
I'm surprised. You guys, I have some stuff to talk about. I can't believe it. You guys all cats got
your well, you really surprised had, you really about had that. Overarching themes from this game that you could talk
I'm not
about.
Surprised about
that.
I do have
some
that.
Overarching themes.
He literally doesn't know what to say.
I like the Nuggets at home in every game right now.
Let's go.
I like that take. Every game. This is a Harrison Wins take, right?
It is. I stole it right from there.
Yeah.
If it sounds polished, really good. It's because Harrison.
That was
polished.
Your only take was that you like the Nuggets in every home game. I will say this. It is true. Like, there's nobody that is better than the Nuggets so much so that they should beat them on their own home court. Doesn't mean Denver's not going to trip up a time or
They'll
two the rest
some.
Of the season.
They'll lose some.
But you're right that they just should be assumed to win every game. So. And then a crap team like this Lakers, the zombie Lakers team comes into town. My takeaways are both good and bad. I'll say this. I think this was a bad process game.
There was no process in this game.
Oh, there was a process in this game. There was a process. The process was Murray was feeling himself tonight, and he wanted to get the Murray game going. If I were to ask you, the Nuggets put up 122 points tonight. According to Cleaning the Glass, would you guess they had a good offensive rating tonight?
No.
111.2, well below their average. I think Jokic was actually pretty frustrated a lot in this game, especially in that third quarter. He looked to me like it said there were times he was downright pissed at the way the Nuggets were playing in this game. And I saw people on my timeline. I thought it was absurd, not worth arguing about. But I saw people being like, Jokic needs to be more aggressive. What's this only taking three shots, four shots? 11 assists at the half, and the Nuggets scoring kind of at will playing through him. What more do you want? I think people want sometimes Jokic. He always says, I don't go in with an agenda. I just see what the defense is doing. Tonight, it was so obvious what the Lakers were going to do defensively. And it was so obvious to him how he was going to play. And guess what? It works. But it wasn't that fun.
No.
It wasn't that fun for everyone. And I think there were a couple players in this game. And when you're playing a crap team, I guess it could happen. But I think there was a couple guys that were like, you know what? This will be less effective, but way cooler. And I thought that third quarter, and that third quarter was like a, that's not the Nuggets, man. It only works because you're playing against Wenyen Gabriel.
And I think even he was like, all right, if you guys are all going to stand in the wrong spot, like I'm just going for 20
or just not pass. Hey, here we're getting to our sets. And it's like, rather, there was one play we saw in the fourth. We were kind of all laughing where Murray runs the two-man game and he runs like 12 dribble circles. You know, if it was Bones Highland, people would have been yelling at me and on Twitter. And but you could just tell he was feeling it. So he's like,
there was one where a loose ball found AG behind the 3-point line, and it was like a broken play. Yeah. And he looks, and MPJ is wide open in the corner, and Aaron looks at him, and you literally watch him go like, okay, that's a better shot, but we're up 13.
We're up 13, baby.
I'm just like, that's the game in a nutshell.
What am I afraid of?
Leroy Jenkins. Yeah, there
was this was a Leroy Jenkins Nuggets game.
But I think that you also should get those type of games out of your system.
Yeah.
And I think it's good that you did it against this Laker team,
yep.
For one. And then also, the Lakers did the zone. So I think it was like another way for Jokic to like see the zone and how to, you know, actually get live game time against it. Because when they got the ball to him, he made the decision if he wanted to score. He could have scored every single time, but he's the one that's kicking it out. He's the one that's finding the open guys and making sure that it becomes involved with that. With the Jamal Murray shots, not so much. You know, that was a guy that got hot.
29 shots tonight is crazy.
That was a guy that kind of got hot and just started filling
Jalen Green game.
But they also kept on feeding him. They wanted him to take those many shots. He was out there at the end of the game.
Yeah.
He was out there at times that the game was out of balance, and he's still gunning for it. So this was one of those games where you just want to make sure that you keep your guy happy. And I think that that was the game plan. So I think that there was some frustration, but I think it was like, hey, let's just let that guy have his moment.
Yeah. Put it in perspective, Murray had more shots tonight than any two Nuggets combined. That's a lot of shots, man. And again, like, part of it is, does it matter? No. Nuggets won. No. And it's great that he is back, and it's great that he has the confidence. He was scoring in a variety of ways. He was hitting the three-pointer tonight, 5 of 9 from three. He was hitting the post-up. He was hitting fadeaways. He was hitting crazy finishes at the rim, which are, to me, when you talk about is he back,
yes.
And one of the reasons I think yes, those finishes at the rim are so big for, like, earlier in the season, he would his jumpers, he would, you know, do this or that. But when he's finishing through traffic yep. acrobatically,
the footwork.
And like, that to me is where I'm like, yeah, he wasn't doing those all year.
He loves those hesitations. And, like, in the very beginning of the year, he would hesitate and then he'd kind of stumble and shoot a fadeaway. You know, yeah. He just didn't have the gas. And now he's turning corners on guys again. He's finishing explosively at the rim. It's crafty. So I agree. And I was fine with him getting 29 up tonight because at a certain point, this game just was what it was.
Yeah,
and to me, it was a shot, a chance for Jamal to just get himself going, feel good, you know, get hot, shoot yourself out of hot, and shoot yourself back to your hot again. And I thought it was it's all no harm, no foul on the other side.
I agree. I agree. I want to make it clear. I agree with that as well. The only thing I'm saying is the Nuggets have played connected basketball
for
a lot of games in a row.
Very true.
This was not a connected game, in my opinion. And we'll see what happens on Wednesday. You probably need a little bit of a better effort in that regard on Wednesday, although it's a banged up team as well in Phoenix. But you probably need a little bit more. And I just we'll see if they can just like hop back on that carousel.
Yeah.
Or if this disrupted things.
Right.
Nonetheless, there were positives that came out of the disruption, which is Jamal Murray has his swagger back, his finishing at the rim back, all those things.
Yeah, the swagger I really enjoyed in this game because there was a moment in the game where him and Schroeder going at it, like trash talking.
Mm-hmm.
He's calling him too small. He's wanting to score a lot more, and he's actually going after him. Jamal even got back to where he's like going one-on-one with refs. Like, they started making it personal with him. That's when I know he's back because he's starting to get cocky. He's starting to just feel himself.
Bad
and that's when he scores
all
the time. So I did love the fact that he was ready to compete with a guy and just go at it every single time. So I like that.
Yeah. And I what I liked is that they met the Lakers where they were at and beat them that way. Like, the Lakers were also terrible. They're like, all right, you want to play this, like, dirty, terrible street game. Like, we'll beat you that way too. Like, we can
buy a lot.
Like, this was not like, you know,
although they did not cover, wasn't it? What was it, 14? What
was it? Was 13.
13, and it's 13. Man,
yeah,
those guys,
unbelievable. No, I'm not, Jeremy. I'm not edible.
You're edible?
He thinks I'm high. This is my face.
This is just what Eric
that actually is what he's like all the time. Yeah.
He does this also is regular get Eric, that, but it's,
yeah, but
you know,
it's not what's happening.
These things are true. You know?
He's just giggling, you guys.
I'm just giggly, bro. But I just, you know, like the Lakers didn't have it for the Nuggets. So it was like, why, you know, whatever, guys. Just go out there, get what you want to get. Like, if it's not working, we can, like, bring it back. We can, like, always reapply the process. We can work the Jokic. Or you can just shoot this three-pointer, AG. Enjoy yourself.
This is what it is to be a little bit spoiled. Like, you get spoiled so easy in this league. We're number one seed in the West, so we're already spoiled. You know, it's been this way for 3 weeks. Tonight they won by the spread. They had lots of positives, but you're right. It wasn't a perfect, everything fell into place, but it doesn't matter. Games are just like, come on,
like,
man.
Like you said, if they hop right back on it, then it's fine.
Who's our super chatter that's always like 26 bad wins bad down or whatever? Down. Yeah, like this was like definitely a total bad win.
That's right. But I think they were kind of due for a break in that string. They had so many focused games in a row, and they were due for one. And maybe it's kind of a crossover gift in that it overlapped with the massive talent deficit game, and they can just get back on the horse next game. Not tripping on it. It definitely wasn't pretty, but you know, you bank it and you move on.
It looks like we're 20 minutes in. We got to take our first break here. On the other side, though, I do want to get to Nikola. We always do this, man. Jokic does something that like no player has ever done. And then we don't even get to
it. Wait.
We didn't do that. Dev, why don't you just speak? You're on the show. You can interrupt me. I interrupt you all the time.
Well, if I was wrong, it just wouldn't have been too fun.
What was it you were asking?
I just wanted to know who was the player of the game. Who was the DraftKings sportsbook king of the game?
You know what? That is a good question. DraftKings
sportsbook king of the game?
I would award it to
Jamal Murray. Jamal Murray. I will say, it's actually funny, man. 34-7-4 versus 14-11-16 on perfect shooting. Actually... But whatever, it's Jamal. It's Jamal.
It was a season high, and we want him to be back so bad. So it's great to like see him put the ball in the basket a lot, compete, and the win comes. We're going to give it to that guy.
It probably sucks to be on Jokic's team, man.
I don't think so. I think it's awesome.
I think it is awesome, But I do think for terms of DraftKings Sportsbook King of the Day, you're probably a lot of like, man, my season high, how'd I do?
Well, do you remember,
were second best.
Do you remember when we debuted it and the chat was like, I'm pretty sure it was Jokic. And then, guys, they would give it to Jokic every night. But they got it.
Tonight's a hilarious one. Only Jokic can get a historic triple-double and not get King of the Game. Only Jokic.
It's so hard. It's like picking your favorite Breckenridge brew. I used to struggle with this, but now Mile High City is back with an old school look and a new school brew, fellas. Look at that. You guys see that in the corner down there? New beer release.
Oh my God.
Beer release.
Nuggets Mile High City Golden Ale. It is officially licensed beer. So yeah, that's the official Denver Nuggets logo.
I like the copper lager can because I like that logo. Yeah. But this one, it's like, then you see it this one and you're like,
dude,
oh my God.
Literally, I'm going to buy a case of this and I'm not going to drink it. I'm going to hold on to this.
This is a thing though. I'm serious about this. Like my wife's father used to have a collection of these things that were like, Coors cans that were like iconic collector's items or something. Like this is honestly, you should buy a few of these cans and not open them. Just keep them on the shelf or something.
One way you can come and maybe get some and then also drink in the same spot is you come to our party, our watch party on January 13th.
Friday
the 13th, that's right. You know why? Because we're unafraid and we're letting go of the devil here on the DNVR.
That's right, we are.
And if you come, you're going to get your hands on some Mile High City Gold Nails, but that's not all you're going to get. Eric, why don't you take over from here, my friend?
We have a retro throwback watch party in honor of the retro throwback can design from Breck Brew, the Denver Nuggets. It's beautiful. Come by January 13th, as he mentioned. And that night, we are debuting... It will be in the bar, the brand new shirt that goes along with the cans. This is Maxi Minor.
How long have you had this idea?
I started to make this for something else, and then I was like, this is actually perfect. So then I have Maxi Minor shooting a Sambor shuffle, wearing a rainbow jersey.
Oh my God. It is an absolute
nuggasm.
This really is a nuggasm right here. This is such a perfect confluence of everything.
This is a
Nuggets.
Confluence of all things Nugget. This is
the three greatest Nuggets things: the rainbow skyline, Maxi Minor, and Nikola Jokic.
This is my entire life has led to this design.
So true.
We're gonna have them in the bar, and if you come, you can get it cheaper than anybody else will be able to. $5 off, $29.99. We'll put them on sale online after that. It'll be more expensive.
That's the dopest shirt ever.
Get one. It's going to be great.
Eric, you're on fire, man.
Thanks,
bro. It's a great shirt, and it's not a limited release, but the easiest way to get one is to come to that party and get your vibes up.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we have a limited number. When we sell out, we probably will reprint it, but it won't be for a while. So if you want one, come.
Okay. DraftKings wants you to know, as you should know if you didn't know, that the NFL playoff picture is locked in. My go-to place for wild card round action? You already know, it's DraftKings Sportsbook, because they're an official sports betting partner of the NFL. To kick off the road to Super Bowl 57, new customers can bet just $5. Get $200 in free bets instantly if your team wins. Also, all new customers and existing customers can get a no-sweat bet each day of the wildcard round this weekend. Just bet any NFL bet of your choice, and if it loses, you get a free bet back up to $10. Action's so good. Why bet NFL playoffs anywhere else? Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app right now. Use code DNVR. New customers get $5. Can bet $5 in the NFL and get $200 in free bets instantly. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code DNVR. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions do apply. See those show notes for details. And we're back, folks.
All right, we are back. Let's talk about King Yoke. Of all the people we're spoiled with, I honestly think Yoke is maybe the number one.
There's no question about that. Like, we are so deeply spoiled with him. We get more and more spoiled by the day. We suffer from voter fatigue. He should be king of the game every game, and yet we don't care.
I don't think I'm spoiled. I think I appreciate him. In
his entirety. Oh, Dev's wow. Dev's the only grounded one on this entire
set.
He's just
so incredible. I'm leveled now. And
unbelievable.
He's the best. He's the best thing that's ever happened to me.
Well, yeah, all of us, to be honest. Tonight, though, 14, 11, 16. And I'm going to tell you, the 16 is a season-high assist. So he had season-high points for Murray, season-high assists for Yoke. He could have easily had 20, 20, 23, maybe even more, honestly. Like, the Nuggets going away from him, as we talked about earlier, limited the assist that he actually got. Because I felt like he could have gotten assist on every possession. It was like he's seeing the Matrix. That being said, people wanting him to shoot more, this was not a game I felt that. One, no. It was never in doubt. If it was in doubt, I think he would have shot more. I really do. In fact, I think he had 2 field goal attempts in the fourth quarter. Somebody put on the tie. I think it was Ryan Blackburn said something like, we need 2-3 minutes of Jokic to close the door on this game. It was like 30 seconds of Jokic. He came in the game and it was like 6-0 run. And it was like, all right, over. But to me, I honestly do not think Nikola needs to be aggressive for the sake of being aggressive.
No.
I honestly think that part of his, and he said this in interviews before, if I show everybody that I don't have to shoot a lot to score, that should tell everybody else. And I honestly think there's a little bit of a method to the madness. They won by 13 tonight. It was never really threatened. No. He had 16 assists. I think he was in control of this game, and given how the defense was playing him, I just had no qualms with his not being more assertive with his scoring.
Yeah, the best thing about Jokic in these type of games is he does what he wants to do. If he wants to score, he's going to score. If he wants to get everyone else involved, that's what he's going to do. And this one he chose to find the open man. He chose to go into his bag and start making crazy passes because that's what makes him happy, you know, at the end of the day. So it's great to see the assists go up, especially because I want him to average a triple-double in the year. So, like, seeing the
this helps. This
seeing
helps.
The assists go up like yeah. that, like, selfishly, I love it. I want that to happen.
Yeah.
But, like, yeah, this is a game where he did what he wanted. He was not, like, super aggressive, you could tell, because he wasn't going to the free throw line. And they were sending a double team. You could have easily like felt the double team coming every single time and still tried to go around it. But nope, made sure that Jamal shot the ball, made sure everyone else is involved. Bruce is knocking down open shots and still just had his way in this game. So I like that part.
I want not that I care about the MVP. I just love that Jokic puts everyone in such a mental bind. There is a chance that he's going to average a triple-double on the number one team in the NBA, and set the record for volume scoring efficiency. You know, he currently is on pace to have the most efficient volume scoring season in the history of the NBA. Can you imagine if he did all of those things at the same time?
Right, and then everyone's like, I really wanted to vote for Tatum.
The thing I wanted to touch more on is what you said, like, it's actually impossible to not take Jokic for granted at this point.
Yeah,
even those of us that have sworn to, right?
True.
And you know, over the years we have been, you know, faithful enjoyers and propagators of Jokic. There's something about this year though where it's the thing that you just after the last 2 years you walk away going from, well, if I know one thing,
yeah,
he's gonna be that good night to night. And now the Nuggets are finally at this place where we have something else to talk about up here besides how good is Jokic. And so it's, you know, I know for me this year on the grades, I have felt my attention going to other players more so than the last 2 years. And I laugh at some of these comments because I have been reflecting on this. I am taking him for granted. It's impossible not to, because he's been so effing good virtually every night for three seasons. It's incredible.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't. I mean, I can't take him for granted. Like I can't. Like
you're incapable.
I can't. Like he's just too. Like I've just seen so much shitty basketball in Denver.
So true.
That
it's so true.
I just know the pain that is being a Nuggets fan, and like what you're like. Oh my God, please! Like if Jameer Nelson can just hit five threes tonight, like we have a puncher's chance. And when Jokic has the ball, you just have a sense of calm about you, and you just like. There's a good chance after the ball leaves his hands, you're going to start laughing hysterically. It's just, I just can't, like, I just marvel at this guy. Like, I can't get enough. Like, I don't know. I'm forever changed by him. Like, in fact, I guarantee, like, the day that Jokic retires, like, I'm done with basketball.
You think?
Yes. I can't watch another goddamn team in Denver where, like, we have, I don't know, like, some, like, a new, like, Moutier comes in, and then I just watch guys just fumble all over themselves. Terrible process on off. Like, well, I just see the highest heights.
Lucky for us, we have 15 more years of this, so we're fine.
You better be right, brother.
Because I mean, otherwise,
I'm about to be a hockey guy immediately. The next day.
Find some other sport.
Next day, dude. Next day.
But anyway, he just is so spectacular. And the thing that is underappreciated, I think, when you watch. Part of why he doesn't get more aggressive, especially in games like this, is he knows there's a right way. And when you try to pull him into the wrong way, even if it's like, hey, be more aggressive here, in a game where maybe that's required because it's a close one, he'll do it. But in a game like this one, it's like, no, guys, I'm not following you down the wrong rabbit hole.
Right,
I'm not doing that. If you guys want to do it, you do it. I'm going to be annoyed. But nonetheless, he was slinging that thing tonight. 16 assists. Dev, is he passing that? Is that going to be the season high?
No, he's gonna do something higher than that. I really think he could have easily done it in this game. Even though he was passive, I really think that there was more opportunity for him. And I really, it keeps on going back to that's what separates him from like a Embiid and those other guys. They're going to look at this opportunity and say, they're allowing this. I'm just going to just go after just all stats the entire time. You know, like he could have went for 25 assists if he wanted to.
It would have been fun.
It would have been fun. But he's just like, okay, I don't have to. Like, we're going to get everyone else involved. And he's not touching it every single time like those other guys. So, like you said, the process, he's going to make sure that it goes and it's the right play every single time. But I do think that they're going to have fun one time and he's going to get to go.
He's going
to
get 18, 19, maybe 20, maybe 20.
I think it's going to be 20.
Yeah. Eric, will he have another perfect game from the field? How many is this? Yes? This year?
Yes.
I think, this is two perfect games this year, I believe.
Yes, of course he will.
Of course.
Tonight was like, there was nothing remarkable about tonight except for he was just like, didn't miss. I mean, like, he only shot five times. You tell me he won't make five in a row?
He went 4-of-4 against Chicago earlier this year.
Yeah, he'll have another, like, 3-of-3.
You think that's what it'll be?
Yeah, of course. He's, like,
but he won't beat 5-of-5, though.
He played 35 minutes, though.
I know. You don't think he'll have a 6-of-6?
No. Maybe if he gets something, a wild hair. You could tell at the end, he was like, he knew he hadn't missed a shot. He's like, I'm not shooting again.
You think? He took two shots down the end.
Dude, he was wide open. He was wide open in the lane. If it was like a situation where we actually needed scoring from him, he would have forced the issue.
I'm telling you, though, Eric, I play like this a lot. If I know.
Wait, what?
No, I'm saying. If I know our team can score easy buckets, I'm like, why would I take this mid-range open jumper?
Yeah.
I kind of want to just work it around so we get the cool layup that's good or kick out three or something. I just know it's there. If you know it's there, why would you take that shot? And I felt like that was him tonight. It wasn't that he was being passive. He's just like, look, man, I got 15 assists and they're all easy. If I just – we keep this moving, we'll get another easy layup.
I don't
layup.
Think that he was being passive per se, but I just think – I mean, I think he knew he didn't miss a shot also. Like, and if he needed to, he would have. Like, but it's a combination of the two things.
Yeah.
Like, it's what the game provided and, you know, like what he needed to do and like why not? Like, well, why shoot?
He did go perfect from three tonight, though, and that's a big one.
Do you guys feel like maybe it's a little underrated to what extent Jokic might know what his stat line looks like and what he's after?
That's what he's saying. You agree?
Yeah. Sorry, I kind of tuned out for a second. just so used to Eric talking. But yeah, I actually agree with Eric. I think he does do it a little bit. Wow. I don't know if he did tonight, but I think in general. I don't think he ever hunts points, but I bet you Jokic knows when he has nine.
No, he avoids points.
And when he's 5 for 5 and stuff like that.
He hunts no points.
I don't know if it was a part of his calculus, but I think that is a sneaky thing that we maybe overstate.
I think he definitely is a little bit of aware, but I don't think tonight was one of those ones where he's like, I'm not going to take a jumper because I haven't missed yet. I mean, 5 for 5.
I actually think you were right. I think it was like a layered protest. Like, no, I'm doing the right thing.
The easiest. Yeah, he's like, this is so easy. You guys, what are you guys running around for?
Like, imagine someone like coming into your ear after you just like dominated Thomas Bryant and they're like, you haven't missed.
He's like, brother, no. I know. Because it was like,
you should be embarrassed if you've missed in this game.
There was like a lot of the right play, but the right play was like he just threw it to a wide open 3-point shooter. But the right play, like he could have just dropped it in the basket a couple times if he wanted to. Anyway, whatever.
The Nuggets only shot 46.5% tonight and 35.7% from three. It's kind of funny, don't you think? It's kind of funny. The Nuggets, they didn't actually shoot well, and he shot perfectly.
His dominance is so hilarious.
Aaron Gordon tonight, 4 block shots. He had a weird game, obviously, because of the foul trouble. He got 2 fouls early. Didn't foul again. 9 points, 10 rebounds. But the only other guy that I feel like really deserves a highlight tonight is Zeke Nnaji. 6 points, 3 rebounds, 2 block shots. Not that remarkable of a stat line. But, man, this was a game where he got to flash his defense tonight, I thought, out on the perimeter. That guy is such a good defender, man. He moves his feet. For a guy his size, honestly, I think he is in the 95th percentile of guys that are his weight that can guard on the perimeter.
Yeah, I love the way that he, his lateral movement and just making sure that he doesn't give up on those type of plays. Like, it looks like guards are going to blow by him, and he just catches up. And even to stick on to Aaron Gordon – like right now, I love the fact that it's like back to the defense. Like right now, he's like getting blocks, grabbing a bunch of rebounds, which they desperately need. They don't really need the scoring. So like seeing them locked in on that end of the floor, I think it just makes it so much easier for a guy like Jamal to shoot 29 shots. For Jokic to make sure that the defense is staying honest and having to rotate and things like that. So while it's not the same type of scoring that we see from them, it's good to have guys that are just like showing I could get it done in different ways and be effective.
Yeah. You have any Zeke thoughts?
I thought early on like his hands looked really bad. Like he just kept getting balls.
In this game or in this career?
In this game. Okay. In this game. Like there were a lot of like he got the ball inside, he was dropping it. But then he started to play stronger, got up, and then the blocks were coming. And I was not very impressed with him, honestly. But then as the game went on, it was like, okay, all right, you see what you can get from Zeke. I agree. Always I agree with you about the lateral movement from his.
To me, it's like his skill, right? Like not wrong about. And as somebody's pointed out in the chat, he does foul a lot.
Yeah.
And they're dumb fouls. Like he had a foul today where he just ran into a guy and you're kind of like,
I like that he's like working out the not play that much rust and cobwebs in a game like this where it ultimately doesn't really matter. There were good stuff, bad stuff. I'd like to see more from Zeke. I mean, I'm not fully sold on him.
PJ Dozier's on the floor.
PJ Dozier checked in for the Kings, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, what?
Sorry.
I thought maybe he was on the line.
Well, no, not on the line, but he's playing. Okay. Friend.
Well, that was, yeah. So I don't know. I'm still sort of like, I still am on team like we should probably trade Zeke.
Hey, man, I'm not against that either. I mean, you look at Vlatko, Jeff, Zeke, DeAndre. All four of them can't play. Like, you're eventually going to have to – that's the place where you have a logjam.
Yeah.
But my point is that Zeke, the lateral movement and the defense that he has is, like, very impactful.
It's very impactful. He has valuable NBA skills. He just needs to figure out how to put it all together. He hasn't yet.
Yeah, he hasn't quite yet. Is there any other player you thought that deserves sort of a mention in this one in any way?
Mostly because I hope to get an update here. Bruce Brown continues to shoot so well from deep.
Good point,
And it's just a big part. Like, it's not that they go to a lot, but Bruce is wide open from three a lot, and he's been a very reliable, steady shooter this season. I've been waiting for that regression. We haven't seen it. So I hope the thumb's okay. I'm sure we'll hear more about that soon enough.
Yeah, freaking hand injuries, you know what?
Or hand, whatever.
Although I will say this, the Nuggets right now, knock on wood, man, but they're in a spot right now where it's like if he had to miss a week or something, that means Christian Brown moves up and gets some minutes. Like Denver now has the guys behind the guys right now that have all played at a high level to some capacity. Mm. Jeff Green comes back. Okay, Zeke Vlatko goes to the bench. It's like, okay, that's cool. Like you got that. Bruce Brown goes out for a week. I mean, if not long term. You got Christian Brown there. Like Denver just has guys right now that can kind of fill in the gaps.
Yeah, one other guy for me that just kind of is random. Like, who do you think played more today, Michael Porter Jr. or Vlatko?
Oh, man. Tell me it's Vlatko. You wouldn't phrase it that way.
It's clearly Vlatko. And it's, like, crazy to see a guy, like, just jump into the rotation like that. I know Jeff Green is out, but just how much trust they have in Vlatko and how much they want him on the floor. And it's a guy that was at the end, like, at the end of your bench, that you could just put into every situation and, like, they're going to be positive or they're just going to be just playing well and just fills up the box score without just scoring every single time. But it's just great to have that type of depth, like just guys that you can rely on and you could just put in at these different spots.
Michael Porter, to me, and it's he still remains the biggest, like, if you talk about where can Denver get even better, I just still feel like we're getting 40% of Michael Porter's talent. And some of that is by design. Everybody has to sacrifice, and he has to sacrifice more than anyone. But I don't know, man. There's just something about when he's in the corner and they get the ball to him that I'm like, it's like and it makes me the happiest.
And he's sneaky, not hitting a lot of those shots right now. And yet I still feel like, I would go to that again.
Dude, Brendan and I at a certain point looked at each other. We're like, dude, Michael Porter Jr. is so goddamn good. Like, we were like, is there another player that after his third back surgery would even get any run with a team? It's like he's so supremely talented.
Yeah.
Like what he's able to do when he's going. I mean, and we've all seen it.
He had a dunk tonight too on fast break.
It's amazing that we can have like that much talent and not have to rely on it. Like that is such a testament to what the Denver Nuggets are right now.
It's a great
point. You can have a guy that can shoot at that clip and can score the way we've seen him do it. And we're sort of like, hit the bench.
Yeah.
We're up 18.
And I will say, if you go back and watch the mixtapes of Michael Porter from the last season he was healthy, his explosiveness was just so much greater. And I honestly wonder, like, there's a chance it comes back this year as he gets his legs under him and everything else. And there's just that he, to me, represents, like, maybe the most optimism in terms of, like, there is this upside to him that is still untapped largely for this
Dude, I know at a certain point, probably in the playoffs, there's going to be a moment where it's like MPJ is the player that is like forgotten on the Nuggets and like really comes to hurt another team, just like absolutely scorches them.
All right, we got Wind ready, but let's go take our last break here, and then we'll get to Wind from the arena, hopefully with an update on Bruce Brown.
If you want to see these Denver Nuggets in Ball Arena, and hey, just a humble suggestion here, do that. It's worth it. You got to check out Game Time, the hottest new ticketing app, and we always put the link to Game Time in our show description. It's on our YouTube show description. It's on our podcast show description. You can go to that link, help us out, and help yourselves out. Join over 15 million people who have downloaded that app.
So many people.
We've talked about this many times. Two types of people in this world. There's more than two, but there's two types of people.
Everything can be divided into two.
It's so true. Right.
For this ad read, there are definitely two types of people. People not going to the game last second, people who have decided last second they want to go to the game.
There are types. You could divide the entire world into... Damn it, I screwed it up.
The two types. People giving their tickets away.
That can't be divided.
People who want tickets.
And those that can't.
So in that way, Game Time's a lot that's like a dating app. You know what I mean? It's about connecting those two parties. If you love DNVR, then you'll love Game Time. Check them out. Download the Game Time app and get yourself the best deals on Nuggets tickets. Really any event here in Denver. One awesome thing to do when you're in Denver is to have food at Illegal Pete's.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's Colorado, and it's delicious, and those are two of our biggest criteria when it comes to food-related
so
partners.
True.
And even if you're on that January resolution-type flow, trying to eat healthy, not trying to drink.
Yeah, I'm about to start that today.
You can still go to Illegal Pete's. They've got what you need with endless options of fresh ingredients that can fit almost any diet or dietary restriction. It's a no-brainer. They even got some alcoholless cocktails and drinks. How about that? How about that?
Hey.
Any type of person, go to Illegal Pete's right now and have some fun. Check them out. Any of their 10 Colorado locations. Happy hour is 3 to 6. Professional veteran tip, just so you know. And that's it. We're back.
All right, he's yawning live from Ball Arena.
Oh, my God, there's one more read. I'm sorry.
Wait, keep him out of here. Get out of here, Wind.
Oh, I bet he loves that. If we know Harrison, he's loving this. Pins and Aces is sick because golf is really fun, but it's cooler when you look sick. And Pins and Aces is the official golf apparel partner of DNVR. We get tons of compliments on and off the course. These pants are not from Pins and Aces. Might as well be. Super fly, am I right? To get other fly stuff like polos, hats, golf bags, even the innovative beer sleeve. Seven beers inside your golf bag that keeps the drinks cold the entire round. Check out pinsandaces.com. Use code DNVR to receive 15% off your order and get free shipping. That's pinsandaces.com.
All right, let's go to Wind before he gets too pissy. Oh, there he is. It's Harrison live from the arena.
Before he rage quits, or actually quiet quits.
Oh, God, did he freeze?
Oh, no.
Does he have the AirPod mic again today? Oh, no, Harrison. He had all this time to prepare. Are you there?
I should be good. I got the mic going and everything.
Let's go.
You know what? You sound extremely clear, so you sound great. You're a little blurry, though. All right, walk us through, man. What did we miss from Ball Arena?
What did you miss from Ball Arena? probably not that much. I don't remember anything crazy that went there tonight. What's so funny?
Perfect.
It's like Zooming with your grandpa or something. Is the Wi-Fi signal bad?
I'm on the same Wi-Fi I'm always on. So.
Oh man, what a bummer. We're gonna have to get like a little like radio,
a little hotspot.
Yeah, a little hotspot or something. All right, let's try to get through this, Harrison. Walk us through what we need to know.
You guys were wondering about an update about Bruce Brown. He says he's fine. He did have surgery on that hand. First couple years in the league, he said, but he said he just banged it and he should be fine. So that's good news.
That is, yeah.
Michael Malone, after the game, was talking a lot about Jamal Murray and if Jamal Murray is B-A-C-K.
Y-E-S.
Malone said, look, the best version of Jamal was in the bubble. We all know that. And that version of Jamal was just locked in on both ends. And he thought Jamal was locked in on both ends tonight. He loved his defense on Dennis Schroeder. Schroeder went 3 of 13, 0 of 5 from 3. Michael Malone just loved how engaged Jamal Murray was on that end of the floor. Loved his aggression on offense, too. His playmaking, his swagger, Malone said. And also the amount of threes he shot. Malone said, he got on the box score and he said, look, Jamal should be shooting 9 threes per game. So just a really good night from Jamal Murray in Michael Malone's eyes.
I mean, for sure. For sure.
DraftKings king of the game.
King of the game tonight.
Nice. And then, you know, Malone also looked back to Jamal playing in both legs of that back-to-back a couple days ago and just kind of said again how he thinks that was just a big confidence for him. Playing both games that back-to-back, battling through just some soreness, and he thinks Jamal is just in a really good place right now. Malone also looked how his team battled in the paint tonight. They won the rebound battle by 11. Lots of points in the paint. Then finally, Malone was just talking about Nikola Jokic as, you know, the selfless superstar. And he was talking about how he's been in the league a long time, guys. He's been around the game a while. And a lot of guys, if they would take 5 shots, they'd be pissed off. They'd be pouting. They'd be complaining. They'd have bad body language. But no, Nikola Jokic is Nikola Jokic. He's 1 of 1. So just a lot of thoughts on selfless nature of Nikola Jokic that we've come to appreciate here.
I think he wanted to take 5. It's funny. Like, the phrasing is almost funny. I think he preferred it.
He did. It wasn't like they were stealing shots from him. He was actively throwing the ball away.
That's true.
Yeah. And then we talked to Bruce Brown tonight. And Bruce Brown said he knew he was playing hard because he got tired today for the first time, he said.
Wow. That's kind of wild.
Yeah, he got tired today. And he's also talking about Nicole Jokic. Just go get triple double on 5 shots. Insane. I've never heard anybody like this guy. He's just insane. And then he was talking about Paul Murray. He is BACK. And Bruce goes, look, man, I know what Jamal's all about. I know what he looks like when he's at the top of his game. I played him in high school. He had a game-winning shot on me. I don't know why teams keep going under the screen on him because he's going to knock it down every time. But he's just also kind of feeling that Jamal's getting closer and closer when he has the outburst like he did tonight. You can just kind of feel it.
Hold up. And then Bruce, they had a game against each other in high school?
Yeah, wait. That's crazy.
I got to know this story. And it came down to the wire?
Is it in Canada?
Yeah, I think the story kind of got out there at the beginning of the season. Bruce was talking about it. But yeah, it was a high school or AAU game.
Wow.
Where Jamal had a game-winning shot on him.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And then Bruce was also saying how, look, this is probably the best locker room I've ever been a part of. Just a wow. bunch of good guys. Yeah, that's a good he said we all like it. The same things mostly, except Yoke likes horses.
Wait, Bruce definitely likes horses too.
I know. I feel like Bruce would be a horse guy.
I don't think he's a horse guy.
Man.
I don't think so.
All right.
And then we talked to Jamal Murray as well. And Jamal said he wore some extra padding on his knee today. And he felt like it helped him just kind of be more comfortable in the paint, driving to the rim, second chance point, just battling inside. He felt just, you know, really confident in that aspect of his game. I mean, that was something obvious. He was the rim hard. The Nuggets called a couple post-ups for him on Dennis Schroeder. And he was just kind of going at Schroeder whenever he could. It seemed like those two were kind of liking that. So Jamal just looked so comfortable today taking it to the rim. And then he was talking about just playing at home. Of course, the Nuggets are on just this massive stretch of game. Most of them are at home. And playing at home helps us stay locked in. If for a little, it's easier and it takes less time to correct our mistakes. You can just kind of flip the switch and get back to playing, you know, Nuggets basketball. So I thought that was kind of interesting. And then Jamal was also talking about playing against Dennis Schroeder. And Jamal Murray, big fan of the Dennis Schroeder, Paul Millsap, Kyle Korver, Al Horford, Atlanta Hawks, it turns out.
Oh, that's cool.
He says he used to watch those guys a lot.
That's a good detail. I like that.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a cool detail. And, yeah, that's it from the pressers.
All righty. Ho-hum win. I don't feel like this one was all that noteworthy. Just they dominated. And I don't know. I guess there's nothing else to say.
They dominated.
All righty, win. Get home safely. We'll see you tomorrow. All right, let's get to some super chats to wrap up today.
What do
we got? You got him? You got me?
I got you.
Man.
David Walker, $5 super chat. Denver played extremely hard on defense all game and rewarded themselves by just vibing out on offense. I can relate.
Dude, they were vibing, man.
They were vibing.
The only thing is that the vibe sucked.
I wasn't that down bad.
Yeah,
it wasn't that down bad at all. Yeah,
well,
you weren't down bad. You were down for a
on the couch.
Nap.
Yeah. Actually, how was that second half?
What aren't you doing?
What did you think of that second half? Actually,
it was a good second half. So much that happened.
This guy, Daniel Yost, $10 to say the vibes are emac. Vote looks like a snack.
Wow.
Jamal is certainly back.
Oh no!
All the Nuggets are good. Yeah. Let's kick the Suns while they're down on Wednesday.
Let's go. Oh dude, man, that's a great super chat. I love when they bring it.
Me too.
Oh man, someone was clowning on the Suns the other day, and I said, "Hey man, if Devin Booker were out,
come on, we all know that to be true."
Mixer. Getting in the mix. Serbian takeover of chat at 6 a.m. Go Nuggets.
Oh,
Mixer,
hell
much
yeah.
love.
That's a madman.
And just
Mixer, baby.
Just to be clear to all my Serbian friends, when I say it's impossible not to take him for granted, that's a compliment. He's just so good. All right, Andrew Sullivan, what else do we got? $5 to say happy for the win. Nuggets keep first place and best home record in the league. Memphis, please lose. They didn't.
They did not.
But I'm with you. I'm with you. Ryan Trost, who knows? $5. How many more bad wins? Let's go.
Yeah, let's
we'll take them all.
Good stuff,
we'll
Ryan.
Take all these bad wins.
5555-ish. Thanks for reminding me, Adam. Another bad win You're down. Welcome. Here he is. Only 23 more bad wins, still 50
yeah.
bad wins in the Midwest. Love you guys.
I love that the bar is 50, man. I honestly, I don't want to jinx it. You never know. Nuggets are at 27. We're not even halfway there.
Yeah, no, the 50, quite low.
Feels like a low bar.
Yeah.
I think I predicted 57.
You know what was a low bar? 49.5.
they do it to us every year.
Every year.
Vegas is always like, well, I think they suck. We'll find out.
David Roth, $5. Cheers to Adam Mares, who got two shout-outs on Altitude, one by Katie Wingy for Jokic games played, one for the perfect triple-double.
I bring the stats.
The statman.
Ryan, back in it. Give me a shout for the bench mob end of the game. Blocks, assists, roll this consistent. I'm not sure I follow, actually.
They're just saying the bench got some blocks. I mean, Zeke was getting some blocks. They were getting some steals. Yeah, Bones had some steals.
Had to be a record for like blocks in a game. For
they
them.
Had like nine
I think
or
somebody,
ten.
I think somebody put out on Twitter that it was the most of the season for the Nug. So there you go.
Yes,
block sir. Party.
What
block
else do we got? Terrence Van Lew, $5. When Jokic scores 40, we win by single digits, if at all. When he scores under 20, we win by double digits.
That's very true. That's very true. Key is to never score, Jokic.
That's right.
Yeah.
Basketball is easy.
Facts.
Matt Sheehan, $5. $5 to praise MPG's improving defense and more selfless play.
Man, I love it, man.
Those Mazzulla flash cards.
Oh, I love it.
Shout out Joe Mazzulla.
Joe Mazzulla flash card.
Saving MPG season.
Be sweet revenge in the finals, right?
Oh, man.
He wins it with some defensive plays.
I love the Boston Celtics. Eli D, $20. Super chat.
Hell yeah.
Super chat. Oh, dude. Thanks, Eli.
Dude, that was like that is a Jokic version of a super chat.
It is.
He's like, there's been a lot of things said. Like, I don't need to speak. I'm going to do what's needed.
But I will pay an extra amount.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Well, I'm going to dominate the stats, which is the amount.
Eli, our guy.
Evasor, 42, $5. Convinced that in this type of game, Jokic only takes shots that would cost his teammates an assist if he passed them up.
True.
That would be the best kind of stat hunting. Stat hunting for your homies.
Yeah.
I got you.
I have to.
I'm shooting this.
It's our boy Gordon.
Gordon.
What?
Glazner. Doesn't matter, does it? He's the king of the chat. Super chat. Watching the Nuggets is like that time late in a video game where you have all the weapons and boosts and just run around smashing all the bosses that used to beat you.
Oh, no. We got to slow our roll.
What are you talking about? No, we don't.
Don't right. slow your roll.
Listen, F it.
Don't slow your roll.
No, he's being respectful and tasteful. Come on, Gordon knows what he's doing, bro.
What's matter? Give me what's matter.
Okay, Gordon knows.
$10 from what's matter. The Discord was wild tonight. Every nugget is gold. See DNVR on Friday.
Hell
Spooky retro D-line. See DNVR on Sunday. Bowl reunion tour. Y'all rock. Did I say nuggets are gold yet?
What's matter, baby?
I'm excited for Friday, man. Big time party coming up. And by the way, the Discord, just one of a million reasons to become a DNVR. Die hard. I'm telling you, it's not very expensive to be a diehard. You get all of those perks.
It's inexpensive.
It's actually expensive not to be a diehard.
And I'm wearing the diehard members exclusive jacket.
Nice.
This is a literal members only jacket.
Oh,
only
nice.
Diehards can have this.
There's lots of stuff like that. And honestly, the Discord channel is cool. Like, it's like the chat, you know, but all 24/7. They're always
talking. And like even less toxic. Jeremy, J-Rock, Michael. Oh, I'm sorry. Justin Teal, Mark Davis, sneaky MVP push midseason.
We didn't even talk about
it. He's in the conversation.
And we didn't talk about it. He sucked tonight.
Terrible.
He sucked tonight. Dude, that play where Bruce Brown
got pushed out and he's like, what are you going to do?
Yeah. I feel like he didn't call it out of spite. You know what I mean? When a player, like, you know, because Bruce could have thrown the ball to try to save it or whatever. And Bruce was like, no, call the foul. And he's like,
I won't. I'm with you.
Did he call the Jamal when he tried to give it to Schroeder and Schroeder put his
hands up?
Like, what are you supposed to do? I feel like you're terrible.
He was absolutely terrible.
You know who's over all this load management? Mark Davis. He just won't stand for it. Jeremy J. Rock, Mikhail, $5. Can we just pound the Jokic MVP x3 drum? Murray is back. No doubt. Gwen Stefani, nice. This is the best Nuggets team I've ever watched. 30-plus-year fan. K
king yoke.
Whoa. So true, man. I mean, I honestly look. I mean, maybe we'll talk about it tomorrow. I don't even think it's that controversial.
It's
not
in any way controversial.
2019 was really good, but this team just feels special, man.
This next one, I think this is a first-time chatter, definitely a first-time super chatter, and we met the homie tonight, Eli, $5 super chat. Great to meet all of you tonight. All the DNVR people are good. Mile High City, baby.
Oh, Eli, it's his birthday tonight.
That's right. Oh, yeah, Eli. Dude. Happy birthday.
Eli's birthday.
21st, so he was here.
He's the one that he's like usually on Spotify, I believe, and he's like, I'm going to get on the YouTube.
He came
tonight.
Up to take pictures with us.
Hell yeah, man. All right, hit that outro music. I do have one request for the people, though.
Oh.
One request. It's 2023. There is one area you can help us out, and that is on Apple Podcasts or Spotify Podcasts. Leave us a 5-star rating or review. Remember, this is also a podcast, not just always a live show. We're also there. Leave us there. Try to boost us up. It helps other Nuggets fans join the party. It helps them find us.
Yes, in an era where we are given the greatest gift that is Nikola Jokic as Nuggets fans, and simultaneously having the ability to watch him taken away. We want to make sure that as many people get as much Nuggets coverage as they possibly can. We humbly provide as much as we are able to you guys, because we feel the same way you do. We want to talk about the Nuggets all the goddamn time, feel that connection. The 5-star ratings help get that message out there. So help us help you.
I'm telling you, man, it really is true that 5-6 years ago, it's about 5 years ago, we had a bunch of people in town telling us actually wants Nuggets coverage. They don't want Nuggets coverage. They're like, there actually isn't a market for it.
Yeah.
There's not a market for it. And we disagreed. And over the years, it has grown and grown and grown. And now a lot of those same people are scrambling to try to be like, we got to cover the Nuggets.
We got to cover the Nuggets.
And we got to cover it just like DNVR.
We got a game show.
Literally exactly like that. We have to try to do it.
And we have to make ourselves look exactly like
that. We might have to make ourselves look just like DNVR. So people might think we are DNVR.
Shameful.
People might actually confuse us with DNVR. And that will be our business model. But
did this
honestly,
happen recently?
It happened very recently. It was a weird thing I saw.
It was online.
But I say all that to say, like, it is fun when this thing grows and it keeps getting bigger and bigger.
Man.
And it is a reward of something we believed years back.
This thing, meaning being a fan of the Denver Nuggets, is about to really pop. It's about to really pay off. Whether you've been here the whole time, like me and miserable goddamn Adam Mares, or you're just hopping on the bandwagon now, it doesn't really goddamn matter. Like, we all, the more the merrier. Like, this is something that the whole community can celebrate together, and it's something that we all deserve. So make sure that everybody knows about King Yoke and about the mighty Denver Nuggets.
You guys were talking about that Dever rebrand, right?
That thing was fucking gross, man.
I actually thought that logo was dope.
That
logo
was hard.
That was like,
that was so good. It was the best thing that I ever came up with.
People reaching out to tell you goodbye was the worst.
All right, wait, hit that like button on the way out.
Let's go.